Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Wherever you are, we're streaming 24/7 at KNBR.com. This is Tolbert and Copes. Tom Tolbert and Adam Copeland on KNBR 104.5 and 6.8, the sports leader.
You got to hit a three right away. Curry for three, and that'll do it. In the end, it was too many loose ball rebounds and just too much poor shooting.
Too many turnovers.
And too many turnovers.
Well, that was the end of the Warriors-Wolves game last night. And the man on the call for the Minnesota Timberwolves been doing it for 21 years now. Wow. Incredible.
Five.
My good friend Jim Peterson. Tommy. Pete, what's up?
Tommy, 25 years.
Well, I know you did five radio. Or is it four radio?
I did three radio. Actually, it was four radio. Four radio. You're right.
Four radio?
Yeah.
Do you remember back to your radio days when you got to say four words between the free throw line?
Yeah, and my broadcast partner used to stick his fist up in the air like Chick Hearn did.
No, he didn't.
Shut up.
I got to say, yeah. I've never had Tim Roy put his fist up. That's funny.
That wouldn't shut you up anyway. Hey, but you got your moment to shine when you guys got to do your Run TMC broadcast.
I agree with that.
Yeah, that was fun.
I've been meaning to go back and watch that, Tommy. I've not seen it yet, but I saw snippets of it. I saw you got to interview Pop.
I did. How cool was that?
It was pretty cool. I mean, the juxtaposition of, I mean, come on, look at us now. Like, you seriously, you and me, couple chrome domes, and then Pop.
That was good. I got to interview him. I got to interview Steve. And it's funny you say chrome dome. It always brings back memories of Halloween night.
Okay, what was it? What was that?
It wasn't. Let's put it this way. It wasn't my finest moment.
Yeah.
It was fueled by Cisco, so that'll let you know
Cisco,
how the evening went.
I've got photos, by the way. So yeah, I could.
No, you don't. You have photos that evening?
Yeah.
Oh no, that can't be good.
I'll send them to you. You can share them if you want.
Oh, I already know. I would not like to share.
I imagine they won't be shared, yeah.
All I know is Bart Kofod, big fan of mine. All right, let's get to the game last night. Before we get to your thought, I want to get your thoughts on the Warriors and what you think of them. But I want to ask you about the T-Wolves first, because I really like when you guys go small with Naz Reid. I think that's a really good lineup for you guys. I also think Rudy Gobert has been playing well too, but how do you guys go back when Karl Anthony Towns gets healthy? Because the big lineup wasn't really hitting, and I'm not saying it can't hit, but it might just take a little more time to smooth things out. Well, you know the West right now, you don't have time to smooth things out, or you're going to drop like 9 spots in like 2 days. I mean, that's just the way it goes right now. How do you view this team going forward? Because I do think you have something with that smaller lineup with Naz Reid at center, but obviously you're paying Gobert and Cat a lot of money. How does that whole thing work itself out?
You know what? I don't have any idea. We don't have any answers to any of those questions that you asked. I mean, Karl Anthony Towns went down, Tommy, November 28th. So, I mean, we've been playing without Carl since November 28th, and it wasn't exactly – we were lighting the world on fire back when he was playing with Rudy. Like, they've figured out absolutely nothing when it comes to – I mean, Chris Finch, I don't think we know. And even, you know, like, before we played the Warriors, we played Sacramento. We played them 2 games here at Target Center. we kind of like those back to back opponent games because you don't got to prep a second time. You can just kind of just let it play, right?
Yep.
But we played against Domantas Sabonis, and Rudy played in that game, and we beat them the first game, and then the second game it went into overtime. But Sabonis, you know, he fouled out at the beginning of the overtime, and they brought Trey Lyles into the game and Rudy Gobert. Now they, you know, and they do play five out. I mean, they play delay. You know, they put Sabonis in the middle of the floor.
Yep,
and he's doing a lot like what Jokic does in the middle of the floor, right? He's dribble handoffing. He's, you know, he'll run into post ups. They'll run split actions and they'll have cutters come. But when Sabonis went out and Trey Lyles went in, they went true like five out spacing, and it was like everybody was a cutter then at that point. So now Rudy's having a guarded space. So when they were running ball screens with Trey Lyles and he would pick and pop, which Sabonis doesn't do that. You know, Sabonis is going to roll for the most part. If he does pop, he doesn't want to shoot three. Trey Lyles will. Mm-hmm. And so when he picked and popped, he hit a three in the corner. And then Rudy was panicked the next time out, and then he had to run out there and have to close out to Trey Lyles, and he gave him a pump fake, put it on the deck, and slammed it and got a three-point opportunity. So they beat us in overtime playing five out. And that's the kind of stuff that the Warriors can do. Like, you know, it's hard to compete against these teams that play these small lineups with Carl and Rudy Gobert, and they just never really figured that out. So when Carl went down, it kind of solved some of the problems that we were having. And let me tell you, like, when you talk about playing small ball too, you can play not with Nas, you can play with Kyle Anderson at the five.
Yeah.
And that dude, like, we picked him up in free agency. I think Kyle Anderson might be one of the best free agent signings of the season. Obviously, Jalen Brunson, you know, as a free agent signing, like, he's played really well. And I think Bruce Brown has played well in Denver, what he's been doing for them. But what Kyle Anderson does for us, like, he's one of those guys that when you see him from afar, like, I admired him when he played for the Spurs, and I admired him when he played for Memphis. But when you see him every day, he's even better than what I thought. So when they get to Naz Reid, and Naz Reid really is the best of – kind of like a little bit of both of Rudy and Carl. Like, what you can do with Nas is Nas can still play in the middle of the floor and play delay and like run dribble handoffs. And when he sprints into ball screens, he can pick and pop and shoot threes.
Mm-hmm.
And then also he can roll really hard and put pressure on the rim and collapse the defense. But then he can also take it off the glass and sprint dribble up the floor. So he plays kind of like a guard, but then he also plays like a true center. And then he can shoot the three, and he can post up. He's got a great handle. I'm not sure we're going to be able to keep him, Tommy. Like, I think that he may end up, like, either – I mean, theoretically, he could get traded at the deadline, but, like, he's going to – you know, if they don't do something, they're going to probably lose him to free agency as well. Somebody will sign him. But I agree with you. I like our small ball lineup. I thought when Rudy Gobert was a scratch at the beginning of the game, I told Michael Grady, my broadcast partner, I said, you know what, this could actually help us because we don't have to figure out the Rubik's Cube of, like, how to, you know, have Rudy work in this, you know, Golden State defensive scheme. So, like, I thought that was a big key for us, and Nas played great last night, as you saw.
He absolutely did. Well,
not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
As somebody who, you know, still watches the Warriors, you're not covering them every game, but you cover them a few games a year. What are your thoughts on them as to what everybody still thinks they are and what they actually are this year? Because I've said, Pete, like, you can't just rely on what you've been in previous years to think, okay, they're going to explode and still can get it done. I mean, the only reason we say that is because we've seen it in the past, because we haven't seen it this year. We haven't seen a good stretch this year, and it's always the turnovers always come back to bite them. The rebounding gets them as well. So, I mean, what do you see when you watch them play, and what did you see last night that maybe they're different than they were last year, and certainly different than they were during their run when they were just so dominant? Their talent overwhelmed anything that they would do on the court negatively. They're so talented, but they're not that team anymore. What do you see when you see this team now?
I'm not going to sit here and say Clay's not Clay, because, like, just look at Clay's game log. I mean, like, you know, he's had some amazing months. He played well in January.
Mm-hmm.
He played well last year. But, I mean, I always tell people, you've not seen basketball played till you saw the Golden State Warriors play at Oracle. I mean, they've got some of that magic at Chase Center. But, like, Tommy, like, what they were at Oracle, it was a true machine.
Mm-hmm.
That was unstoppable, because you knew the run was coming. You didn't know when it was going to come. I mean, the lid might blow off the building in the second quarter, but if it doesn't, it's for sure going to happen sometime in the third or fourth. You're just waiting for that, 10, 15, 18 nothing run that just, and Oracle's rocking. They still have that ability, I do believe, but I don't know. It's kind of like those veteran guys that the Warriors always had. I mean, Sean Livingston and some of the players from the past.
David West.
That I really like. Those veteran guys that knew how to play, Kuminga just isn't the same. And as much as I like Andrew Wiggins, I mean, Wiggins was really good last year. Has he regressed a little? I mean, I don't know. Like, sometimes I see his numbers. He's fine, but. Yeah. Sometimes he's not available. I think the injury.
Yeah, he hasn't been as good, Pete, since he came back from injury. He hasn't. And then he was sick last week, so he hasn't quite hit that groove yet. Like, he was pretty good early. He was consistent early, and he doesn't shoot a lot, but he's efficient, and he was rebounding a little bit better, and he always plays. Yeah, he gives a good defensive effort, but he just hasn't, since he's come back from injury. He hasn't quite been the same.
I don't understand why Steph, Clay, and Draymond turn it over as much as they do.
Hey, if you figure it out, can you tell me? I'll tell Steve.
I know. And I was saying, so I was telling Grady last night, because I watch you guys a lot, I like Fitzy and I like Kalina, and I don't get to hear you guys as much unless I'm right in the car, and then it's great to hear you guys, you and Tim. But, like, Draymond can make that behind the back pass on a full sprint dribble in the middle of the floor to a cutter, and he does do that. He can do it, but, like, when he throws it away like he did last night, I mean, those were key turnovers they had, or just senseless outlet passing where you're throwing it right to the defender, like. And then
the Steph one, Petey. Like, we talked about that. You got the Warriors were up 13 with the ball. And Steph throws an outlet pass right to Naz Reid, who dribbles it in, shoots a little 5-foot floater, cuts it to 11.
And then two
D'Angelo threes and a layup later, all of a sudden, in a blink, you're up three. And then it's a game at that point. Like, that's the kind of stuff I think you're talking about. And I even mentioned, I go, that was a massive moment in the game where you're up 13 with the ball. You can extend it with like 10.5 minutes left to go in the game. And all of a sudden, the next thing you know, you're calling a timeout because you're only up three and the place is rocking.
Well, look, our show open last night was about how similar the teams are. Like, how similar we were, because we'll shoot it really well. Like, we're sixth in the NBA in field goal percentage. I think Warriors are fourth or whatever. But, we're 28th in turnover percentage and you're 29th.
Mm-hmm.
We're 28th in fouls committed. You're 29th. And so if you're gonna turn it over a bunch and you're gonna put people on the foul line, we fouled you guys a ton last night. I mean, how many free throws did you guys end up shooting? Like 35 or something? I mean, you had 20 free throws at halftime, and that's what you average.
Yep.
You guys don't get to the line a ton. You shot 34 free throws last night. So that's one of our bugaboos, that we foul teams at a high rate and we turn it over at a high rate and we don't defensive rebound. at all. And also, you know, one of the reasons why we were good last year is because we offensive rebounded at a higher rate. So, yeah, we might not have defensive rebounded well, but we would kill you in second chance points because Jared Vanderbilt was unbelievable. Mm. Well, we don't do that anymore either. But like Steve Kerr said last night post game, he said, we were able to do and get away with like turning it over a bunch of years past. We don't have that margin for error anymore. And so I think that until they clean that up, I think that if they're able to clean up the turnovers and stuff, it's going to be difficult for the Warriors to kind of repeat and get back, even though their lineup is pretty much the same.
Do you do the same thing I do on turnovers, like the real dumb turnovers? Like, look, there are going to be turnovers in the course of a game, but there are some that you just go, what are we doing? Like, like you mentioned the Draymond wraparound pass. That reminded me of Roy McAvoy in Tin Cup. I know you can hit that shot. You don't need to hit that shot right now. Just hit a wedge. Get it on the green. You get your birdie from there. You don't need that. And that, I don't know if you guys have the same problem, like where you just like, you ask, like I ask myself at least 5 times a game, why? Just why?
You know, I was talking about the Warriors machine last night during the game, and then as I was saying it, Kevon Looney went into a wing pick with Steph, and Clay was at the top of the circle, and so Steph's on the wing, and Kevon Looney comes and sets the screen, and Steph comes to the middle of the floor, and at the same time, Kevon Looney turns, and Clay's now coming off like a flare screen. So it's like wing pick into flare, and Steph fires it back to Clay, and he drains a three. And like when you're talking about the Warriors machine, like all those kinds of actions that they run, whether it's in transition, whether it's in the half court, they have all these little, you know, abilities to get Draymond the basketball for a quick handoff, and Steph's coming out of nowhere. All of a sudden, he's got it, he's shooting it. When you can do all that stuff, why would you try to do these crazy passes? I mean, the recipe for winning is there for you guys. You have all the action, you have all the talent. There's no reason to do this like off script stuff that is like it's uncalled for. It drives me crazy with the Wolves because we turn it over as much as you do. So, you know, D'Angelo Russell will get careless. It's kind of like focus or something. I think they lose their focus. And Tommy, I'd like to go back to our era to see how stupid we were too, by the way.
Oh, we were stupid. There's no doubt.
We did some stupid stuff.
What are you thinking?
I'm sure.
What are you doing? He's doing.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers' world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Jim Peterson on the UMA guest line was on the call last night for Warriors and the Timberwolves. Jim, Tom and I yesterday were talking about like the Warriors making a move at the deadline and like what would you need? Could you get some depth? And then we were saying what would you have to give up to go get somebody and would you involve James Wiseman in a trade? But then we kind of decided we didn't know what his value was. How does the league view James Wiseman? What do you think when you look at James Wiseman from the outside in at this organization, what do you think his value is relative to where it was maybe before the season started or even entering last year?
I mean, I just don't think James Wiseman has any intrinsic value right now. Like he hasn't played, and by the fact that he hasn't played, and even like the, you know, they sent him down to the G League, and yeah, he's probably had some good games. I've seen some stat lines where he's actually had some nice games, but like the league is just going away from guys like that. I mean, I would much rather, you know, have Naz Reid like on my team than James Wiseman. What can James Wiseman really do on a nightly basis? What is his skill set? You tell me, because I haven't really seen him play in an NBA game. So, what does
probably
he
probably running the court?
That's a good question.
Like running the court, and you know, being a vertical, like a lob threat. I think he has skills. I think he can shoot a little bit, pick and pop, stuff like that. But it's not something you go to a lot, especially with this team. Like, I don't know. I've seen it, Jim. I've seen flashes. But I could go down the last 30 years in the NBA. I mean, I see a lot of flashes from guys. I mean, everybody's good at this level. It's not about flashes. It's about what can you do consistently on a night-to-night basis that your coach feels comfortable putting you in the game. And that we really haven't seen. And Steve's not real high on putting rookies in anyway because, you know, Steph's got a window and these older guys got a window, and I think he wants to maximize that window. So, yeah, I don't know. I still think there's hope that he could be a guy, but you're absolutely right. 100% right. The league's going away from guys like that. This isn't a league where you want big guys that are. I mean, there's a couple guys, right? If you're Embiid, go ahead. But if you're Embiid, he does more than that anyway. Jokic is a center, but not really like a 1980s style center. So even the centers are doing different things, but they're really, really good at the things that they do. And I don't know if he'll ever get there, but he hasn't proven it yet. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
It's like Kevon Looney. Like I would, if I was someone like James Wiseman, I would spend a lot of time picking Kevon Looney's brain. You know, because I just think that, like, do you think he could play like Kevon Looney a little? I mean, like, just be a great screener. Be a great pick-and-roll defender. Be able to switch and contain guards. I would try to play one-on-one against, you know, Moses Moody, like whoever, like I want to try to like learn how to be a good one-on-one individual defender in switching situations. Like if you can switch, I think you can play as a big. If you can rebound, set great screens, you know, if you can switch and contain and guard, if you can, you know, play within a concept defensively, like I think that your system is like, you got to be fairly high Q to play on the offensive end. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, like you got to be pretty smart. And then defensively, I mean, you got to be able to switch, I think, and contain. I mean, isn't that one of Kevon Looney's calling cards, is his versatility defensively?
Yep, absolutely. Sets great screen. Yeah. And he knows who he is. I mean, he knows what he does.
Stay in your lane.
Yep, doesn't expect the ball. Just pick and roll. He'll catch it and finish occasionally, but he'll rebound. He battles on the offensive glass. He sets really good screens. He knows how to get the ball to Steph and Clay in the right spots. And he's always in the right spots more often than not on the offensive end. So, yeah, I don't know.
Can you see him rebounding at a high rate?
That I don't know. I don't know if he's a rebound every 3 minutes guy. I don't.
Jim just laughed.
I don't. Yeah. I got to see him.
That's
more.
A problem. That's the issue. We don't know. Nobody really knows.
Yeah, that is the.
Well, and so that's I think that you probably, you know, could use a little more size. I think that, some of these big teams, like, you know, especially in the East, I mean, it's so physical in the East, man. Like that. I just think the Eastern Conference is better than the Western Conference this year. I mean, there might be more parity in the West, but I think that the top four or five, I mean, Brooke Lopez is playing at a all-star kind of level. Like he's having a great season. He's going to be an all-NBA center. His statistics are ridiculous. And he and Giannis and like Jrue Holiday, like they guard, they can score. Brooklyn, they're going to be a monster. When they get Durant back and they get back, I mean, they're going to be a monster. Boston already is a monster. Philly's so good. Like you got to be able to deal with Embiid. And that, like, if you had to play against Philly in the finals, who's going to guard Joel Embiid if he's going to be out there for 40 minutes a game? That dude is a monster.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
I mean, so you can't, Draymond can't guard Joel Embiid, Kenny.
No.
Yeah.
No, I mean, he does as good a job as anybody on bigger guys, but no, I mean, that nobody could really guard him. I mean, that's they would love to try. They'd love to get that far. It's going to be hell getting out of the West. Whereas I said, Jim, you win one game in a row, you're like, we're the fifth. You lose the next game, oh, we're the ninth.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, hey, we've been the 11th. Like a couple weeks ago, we were in the 11th seed a couple weeks ago, and then you know we had a really good month of January. We went 11-5 in January, and you know we were 11th, and then we went all the way to 5th. But like we could find ourselves at 9th, like you know in 2 games, like you're saying. It's this. I've never seen anything like this, Tommy. It's one of the most amazing things, and it's going to be fascinating. And you know, at the end of the season, you know, there's probably going to be, you know, 9 teams, you know, at vying for the same record at the bottom. It's going to be complete chaos.
It's going to be phenomenal. The last week of the season. Well, tell the family that tell Tika said hi and hope you guys are doing well, and hopefully our paths will cross at some point.
Maybe we're going to see you in the Bay, Tommy. We come back twice, so we're going to get together, me, you, and Tika and Lori. Tika's going to be in town, so we'll get together.
Oh, cool. Yeah, let's do that. We'll go get something to eat and have a couple drinks.
Okay, bud.
All right, Petey, take it easy, man. Thank you. I appreciate it, as always. There you go.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.